It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to episode number 497 of the Nutrition Diva podcast. And today, we're taking a look at the pros and cons of the crazy popular ketogenic diet. Longtime listeners of the Nutrition Diva podcast might recall an episode that I did back in 2013, in which I briefly mentioned the ketogenic diet. I didn't get into too many details about the diet in that show. I was really talking about how two people can get similar results following diametrically opposed strategies, and also a little bit about the extremes that some people will go to in order to lose weight. As I said back then, the ketogenic diet really deserves an episode of its own. And in the 5 years it's taken me to make good on that promise, the ketogenic diet has gone from a fringe fad diet to a mainstream fad diet. Every week I get questions from listeners about what this diet is, whether it's effective, and whether it's safe. Not that you have to ask me to get answers to those questions. I'm sure there are several people in your office, at your gym, in your carpool, and probably around your Thanksgiving table this year that can give you their opinion based on personal experience or maybe stuff they read on the internet. But here, better late than never, is my perspective based on the evidence, such as it is. One of the reasons it's taken me so long to venture into this topic more fully is that the evidence on the ketogenic diet for weight loss has been pretty skimpy. This diet has been very well researched as a therapy for epilepsy. Although it can be very effective in preventing seizures, it's usually conducted under strict medical supervision, and not just because epilepsy is a serious condition. Until more recently, the ketogenic diet was considered far too extreme and potentially risky to recommend for general use. Now, of course, it's one of the fastest growing diet and weight loss trends, touted in best-selling diet books and by celebrities, personal trainers, and other people that you might not necessarily want to take medical advice from. Since the ketogenic diet has become so popular, the meaning of the term has also become somewhat diluted. Many people will say they're eating keto because they choose a keto-friendly snack bar, or they take the top bun off their burger. But a true ketogenic diet is extremely low in carbohydrates, usually less than 50 grams per day, or about 10% of calories. And the typical diet contains 4 to 5 times that much. The idea is to eat so few carbs that it forces your body into a state of ketosis. Instead of using glucose from your food or glycogen from your muscles to fuel biological processes, your body will turn fat into an alternate source of energy called ketones. And for those tissues and organs that can't utilize ketones, the body also has a way of turning amino acids from protein into glucose. One thing that people like about ketogenic diets is that as long as you strictly restrict your carb intake, you can eat as much as you want of everything else. If all of this sounds familiar, it's because most of us first learned about ketosis when the Atkins diet became popular back in the 70s. Now, unlike the traditional Atkins-style low-carb diet, which was pretty high in protein, today's ketogenic diets tend to be much higher in fat, up to 80% of calories from fat. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore, and for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
And now here's the deal on the ketogenic diet for weight loss. You will probably lose weight on a ketogenic diet, despite being able to eat as much as you want. Contrary to what you read online, however, very little of this has to do with the metabolic magic of ketosis. Converting fat into ketones and protein into glucose does burn up a little more energy than burning carbs for fuel. But this ends up being a very small factor. The main reason that people lose weight on ketogenic diets is that they simply take in fewer calories. Being in ketosis has a rather profound appetite-suppressing effect. And anything that suppresses your appetite is obviously going to make it easier to limit your calorie intake. Another reason that people take in fewer calories is that a very high-fat diet, as fun as that might sound, is not necessarily very appetizing. Weight loss on a ketogenic diet is also likely to be fairly rapid, especially at first, but much of that initial weight loss is simply water. Being in ketosis is very dehydrating, and it can even lead to electrolyte imbalances. This is why this diet used to only be done under medical supervision. And although a ketogenic diet does force your body to burn fat for fuel, research finds that this does not translate into losing more body fat. In studies that have compared the ketogenic diet to other diets, total weight loss and fat loss was not significantly different. In some studies, lean tissue loss was greater on ketogenic diets than on other diets. If you are on a ketogenic diet, you can mitigate some of that muscle loss with strength training. And for tips on that, check out the Get Fit Guy podcast. The truth is that rapid weight loss sets the stage for weight regain by increasing lean muscle loss and decreasing your metabolic rate. And that's why I'm always trying to make the case for slower weight loss. But how does the ketogenic diet affect disease risk? Well, most of the research on ketogenic diets and its effects on diabetes or heart disease risks has been done on rats. And for rats, anyway, the ketogenic diet isn't looking so good. It tends to increase bad cholesterol and triglycerides and reduce good cholesterol. It also increases insulin resistance and diabetes risk. Now, things do seem to go a bit better for the humans than they do for the rats. For type 2 diabetics, the ketogenic diet appears to have positive effects on blood sugar metabolism. But unfortunately, these appear to be temporary. The ketogenic diet also tends to have positive effects on cardiovascular risk factors, such as triglyceride and cholesterol levels. But this may be mostly due to weight loss, and not specifically the ketogenic diet. Unfortunately, we're lacking data on the long-term effects of ketogenic diets on heart disease and diabetes risk. If you are doing a high-fat ketogenic diet, research suggests that emphasizing unsaturated fats like olive oil, nuts, and avocados, and not overdoing it with saturated fats such as coconut oil and butter, may offer your heart some protection and lower your diabetes risk. But for me, the big question is, are ketogenic diets sustainable? The truth is, we don't have much data on the long-term sustainability of the ketogenic diet in humans, but longer-term studies in rats are not encouraging. Rats put on a ketogenic diet tend to lose weight initially, but after a few months, weight loss slows. Now, that wouldn't be so bad if they then stabilized at that lower weight, but instead, they start regaining, and they ultimately end up heavier than when they started. We don't know whether it might work the same in humans. The long-term human studies that we have max out at about 24 weeks, and that's right about the same time that the rats started regaining their weight. But perhaps a more important question is the issue of whether you can make this very restrictive regimen a permanent lifestyle. Because here's the thing. You can eat 80% paleo or 80% unprocessed foods, but there's no such thing as an 80% ketogenic diet. You have to be on a very low-carb diet for about 3 days in order to get your body into a state of ketosis. And a single carb-rich meal will put you back at the starting line. Meanwhile, without the appetite-suppressing effect of being in ketosis, continuing to eat a lot of high-fat foods could easily lead to taking in far too many calories. If you get tired of the ketogenic lifestyle or menu, you're going to need to find a new strategy for managing your appetite and your calorie intake. Otherwise, you're likely to regain what you have lost, and losing weight and then regaining it may be more harmful to your health than not losing weight at all. And the other thing that concerns me about the long-term use of this diet is that very low-carb diets are likely to be deficient in fiber, folate, vitamin C, calcium, and vitamin D. If you're committed to this as a long-term adventure, be sure that you have those bases covered. So, do the pros of the ketogenic diet outweigh the cons? For me, they don't. Whatever you are doing to lose weight needs to be something that you can sustain long-term. And I'd also rather see you lose that weight more slowly, because this helps to preserve your metabolism and your lean muscle mass. Unfortunately, a lot of people are still in the market for fast weight loss by whatever means necessary. I'm sure my verdict isn't going to put much of a dent in the keto frenzy, but if you've been wondering whether you should jump on the keto bandwagon, I hope this overview of the pros and cons will be helpful. And if you're in the market for a fun little challenge that can help you make sustainable healthy changes and maybe even help you lose a little weight, my next 30-day nutrition upgrade program is starting soon. Details are at nutritionovereasy.com/upgrade. Thanks so much for listening. This is Monica Reinagle for the Nutrition Diva podcast. You'll find a transcript of today's episode along with links to more research and related episodes on our website at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. And you'll find me on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Macmillan, our publisher. This year, Macmillan turned 175 years old. And to celebrate, we brought together Macmillan employees to share their favorite stories of working here. From publishing best-selling books.
And I just remember seeing them across the concourse. And I started running up to them. I'm like, you're number one, you're number one. And we all started jumping up and down.
To making a difference in the world.
Of all the books that I've worked on, I feel like this book, more than any other, has changed people's lives. And that's an incredible opportunity.
To the impact working here has on our own lives.
You know, being at Macmillan was kind of a big part of our story to begin with.
We officially listed our location on the marriage certificate as the Flatiron Building, and we couldn't find any others that matched in the records. So
we're just going to go ahead and say that we're the first to actually get married in the Flatiron Building.
Macmillan, bringing authors and readers together since 1843. For more stories of our long-standing history in the publishing business, follow us on social at Macmillan USA. That's MacMillan USA.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway.
You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.